Volatility continues within the cattle market. I'm Daniel Drotzman with your farm news update.
Yeah, the volatility continues, doesn't it?
That's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing. And at the close of the market day on Monday, we did see a little bit of a rebound within our cattle market. And we closed several dollars higher across live and feeders.
I get it. It sounds like a huge day, right? $4, $5, $6 higher on feeders, especially in the back months, which is impressive that they were up. But I encourage all the listeners to look at a chart, though, too. With the big volatile moves we've had, we haven't really broke out of any sideways trading range yet, even with this higher close today. I like that we closed finally on the higher end of the range instead of trading higher and then pulling back into the lows of the day.
And Dwayne says, for this cattle market, the fundamentals are still very bullish.
Fundamentals are still bullish, and it felt like today we traded the fundamentals. We went back to cash cattle traded better at the end of last week, much better than earlier in the week. Box beef was higher on the week, so I feel like we traded the fundamentals, but be careful here. Like I said, we haven't broken what I would call the bear pennant flags we've got in on this chart pattern.
And on Monday, Secretary Brooke Rollins was also in Mexico meeting with officials about the border.
You know, the bulls make it sound like we're not going to open the border, but but she's down there, right? Mm-hmm. So it makes me nervous. And President Trump, of course, last night on his interview on 60 Minutes did mention again that he's going to work on getting beef prices lower. So those are still very key issues that are out there that make me nervous, and they make me think that, you know, these hops in the market should be viewed as hedging opportunities for our producers.
And when we look at hogs, that market just keeps trending lower.
We actually gapped higher on the opening this morning. Market looked a little bit better. You know, we got a really large discount to the cash market, and I thought, okay, maybe we can get something going here now. But no, we just faltered throughout the day. For whatever reason, this market is viewed as the market to sell on any sort of spread or anything for traders. Really been a struggle here. And of course, our export market isn't anything spectacular.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.